for our community connection this morning as we get set to talk Oktoberfest. Now, I know it's still September, but Oktoberfest coming up real soon. And in from OK Mozart, I guess, who am I starting with? It's a kind of a repeat holdover from Car Talk yesterday, back in to talk about Oktoberfest again. Good morning. And, of course, Grace is in with you, so we've got a couple of folks to let us know. This is not the first. This has got to be, about the 5th or 6th Oktoberfest for OK Mozart, but a little bit of a change from previous years.
Yeah, we're taking it to the streets.
Yep.
It's going to be out in front of our building, out in the street, and in the parking lots. We're going to have huge tents.
Mm-hmm.
Everything will be under tent, so even if it rains, everybody can still come out.
Well, fortunately, I don't think that's going to happen, but of course, we've got another week or so for weather to change.
Yeah.
So,
and it's October 6th, mm-hmm. which is a week from today.
Right.
And it's from 4 to 11 p.m.
Okay.
Yeah, we've got lots of fun things planned. There'll be music, dancing, food trucks. And another new thing we're doing this year, it's become family friendly, so you can bring the whole family, bring the kids.
Okay.
We'll also have a kids tent full of kids activities, fun things for the kids.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Torwan, which is a traditional soccer game. We've got German heart cookie decorating.
Mm-hmm.
So kids can decorate the cookies. Kazoo parade, that'll be fun. And we've got we provide everything, and there's no cost to the kids to participate in any of these events.
Okay.
Face painting, and we've got the ventriloquist Jeff Cawthon,
mm-hmm.
is going to do 3 shows. And we have an Alphorn craft, and even the pirate, I always forget his name.
Captain Armando.
Captain Armando
will
be there with his balloons, making balloons.
He has been a friend of the festival for, I'm not sure, a couple, maybe 3 years.
Yeah.
And has been around for opening ceremonies and different things. So.
Yeah, he's real supportive of the festival.
And that's always nice. For those that are trying to think, okay, what is an Alphorn? Sometimes the longer the better. You've probably seen the postcards of, I think, Switzerland, but certainly it's common to many of the countries in Central Europe. These are long, sometimes 6, 8 foot, 10 foot long horns sometimes, typically carved or made out of sheep's horns. And
of course, ours won't be
quite
that long and elaborate.
Yeah.
But that's what we're calling it. They'll be a little shorter than that. But they do get to put those together and take those home.
Kind of a European equivalent of the shofar from the Middle East, anyway. But it's a lot of fun and an opportunity to connect with the roots of the music. So,
mm-hmm. Great. Yeah. And we've also got activities for the adults.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have, just like last year, we'll have the beer stein holding contest, which is really funny to watch.
Mm-hmm.
The people in it have to hold a beer stein straight out from their body.
Right. And these are not little 4-ounce steins either.
No, they're good size and they're filled with beer. And,
right.
You know, that arm gets pretty tired pretty quickly. So last man standing wins.
Yeah, or lady standing as the case may be.
We do both. We do for ladies and for men.
And so get out a sandbag today and start practicing.
That's right. Get those arms strengthened. And, of course, there'll be beer and wine and
mm-hmm.
cocktails. The Hilton Garden Inn is actually going to have a cash bar.
And we're approaching some German specialties as well as far as some of the food.
Sure, yeah. And so there'll be German food. There'll also be pretzels, potato salad, schnitzel on a stick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've had a lot of schnitzel, Wiener schnitzel, Jaeger schnitzel, several others, but I've never had it on a stick before.
You better come out and try it. Then we've got sausage and hot dogs, and of course there'll be dessert, cupcakes and apple strudel and that type of thing.
Wow.
And of course there'll be live music and dancing. We've got 2 different polka bands. Plus, we're going to have some authentic German dancers.
Okay.
So that'll be fun
to
watch.
Learn the Schottisch and some
of
the
other. We can watch and then we'll do.
All right. Sounds, yeah. If I see one, do one, teach one. So
you've
got the kids out there as well.
Yeah.
And you've got several restaurants, I think, from the area that are coming out and bringing some food. I don't remember who's got the schnitzel. I don't remember who's got the strudel.
But,
yeah. Always love a good strudel.
Yeah, so we've got Shorty's, Price's Meat Market, Sugarica Cup and Cake, Rolling Pin, and Uncle Dom's Global Cuisine. He's got all the German food, the authentic German food.
Independence has their German Fest every year. It's a whole weekend of air, and we always go up and have some great strudel and schnitzel. And
Not on a stick.
They bring the polka bands in from Kansas City, so it kind of works out all the way around. But this is really going to be fun, and I think because you've got the Under the Stars, Under the Big Top theme going, I think it'll be fun.
Yeah, I do too.
And then while we're talking about that, it's an opportunity for you to talk about the rest of the year, because there's always something going on in Ambler Hall or other things for the for OKM.
Yeah, we're expanding our programming. It's going to become a year-round. It's not just a festival anymore. We're actually going to be launching a new name, website, and even a logo. It's going to be called OKM Music, because we've really broadened our depth and kind of outgrew the name OK Mozart. We started this last year, and I know it's been going on for years where the programming has extended beyond classical music. So we're continuing with that. We're celebrating all genres of music. We're really focusing on children too, music education for children.
Which has been an ongoing mission nearly since the beginning. I don't know how many, but several hundred different instruments have been given to you school children. Yes. And of course the classes in the schools, both during the festival and with the other musicians here locally helping out with the mission as well.
And we'll continue with that. We've also added two new scholarships to help kids who are planning to pursue music as a career. So lots of things in store. I did want to say real quick, for Oktoberfest, the tickets are only $7 for early bird, that if you buy them ahead of time.
What a great buy.
And, and at the gate it's only $10. So and you can, if you wanted to purchase online, you can go to okmozart.com or okmmusic.org. they both go to the same place. Come on out and have a good time under the tent.
Okay, Susan. We will continue with more on A Community Connection coming up in just a moment.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church's focus on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
And musically toasting OK Mozart and OK Music as we get set for Oktoberfest, of course, with the toasting song, I'm Prosit, and I'm sure you'll hear that once or twice from the polka bands. Susan Albert, what else is going on for us?
Well, I always forget to mention the raffles. We've got two raffles everybody can get in on. They're $10 a ticket. You can win $1,000.
Okay.
Everybody can use that. Or the other raffle is a Yeti filled with all kinds of goodies, and it also includes a gift certificate to a German restaurant in Tulsa.
Okay.
So, come
there out. There are a couple of good ones down there. I've eaten at both of them. So.
Yeah.
It's be great. An opportunity to come out and have a great time and take home some good winnings as well.
Yeah, and we also, there'll be some local vendors there selling, so you can do a little shopping while you're there too. Oh, we're also going to have a costume contest I didn't mention. So wear your lederhosen and dirndls if you've got them, or anything that's kind of Bavarian style, peasant looking.
Sure.
Yeah, and get in on the costume contest.
Sounds like a great deal. Any good prizes for costumes?
There is. Do you know what they are? We have prizes for everything.
Win prizes. Just come and find out what they are. And tickets are available, a couple of good locations. Can you also just walk in the front door of the OK Mozart office?
And pay cash.
Okay. Cash is always good.
Yeah.
Or buy securely online, okmozart.com or okmmusic.org. Mm-hmm. Grace Farmer's in to help us out. And changing topic just a little bit from musically transporting yourself to Bavaria or at least Germany or that area of Europe with the events coming up in a week or so. But you're taking us to a slightly different location, but also famous for music.
Well, actually, yes, we're going to be OKM Travel. We started a new industry with OK Mozart. It's really not new. It's just kind of been revised.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have a lot of things that we're going to be doing. Last year we went to New York. We went and saw the New York Philharmonic. We went to Broadway.
Mm-hmm.
We've actually been on a wonderful train ride, had a USO World War II show, which was really, really great. This Sunday I'm actually taking a group to Tulsa to the Oklahoma Jazz Hall of Fame, and we're going to go see Glenn Miller.
There you go.
Yeah, can't beat that, and dinner afterwards. But some of the things actually coming up, in fact, Glenn Miller sold out, so if you tried to get a ticket, you can't.
Yep.
But anyway, it's going to be a wonderful thing. And then on this December 9th, which is a Saturday,
mm-hmm.
we're actually going to go see Chris Mann.
Okay.
In Wichita. He was actually here for this last OK Mozart.
Right.
And so he's going to be doing a special thing called Home for Christmas. So we're going to take a bus. We're going to head to Wichita. We're going to have dinner. We're going to see Chris Mann in concert. And tickets are definitely available for that. You can call me at the OK Mozart office or OKM Music. I've got to get used to.
Yep. We said something else for 35 years or so. So,
yeah. So anyway, I still say OK Mozart.
You won't be wrong, just you won't be up to date.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. But anyway, so if you're interested in wanting to go see Chris Mann, he's going to have a wonderful concert. You've probably heard him. If you didn't hear him here, you've probably heard him on The Voice.
Mm-hmm.
He did Phantom of the Opera on Broadway. So that's going to be a wonderful thing. So get hold of me and we can make that happen. Also, too, next year, we're actually going to be taking a trip to Savannah, Georgia.
Okay.
So if you love the South, it's going to be a wonderful trip. We're going to leave April 18th and come back on the 22nd. We're going to see, we're going to have a little tour of Savannah, Georgia. We're going to go on a ghost tour.
Mm-hmm.
And they say it's a really, really wonderful city for ghost tours.
It is.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's going to really, really be fun. We're going to go to Tybee Island. And we're actually going to eat at the original Crab Shack.
Okay.
So that's going to be a fun little event. And then on Saturday night, the 21st, we're going to be going to, it's the historic Savannah Theater. And what that is, this is actually, if I'm correct, this is the second oldest consecutive running theater in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to be seeing a play, so it's going to have a lot of history.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're interested, Spears Travel, we've actually partnered with them, so they're putting the trip together for us. And you can go out and you can go to the Spears website, and all the information, itinerary, everything is there. And hook up with them, and then myself and Spears, we're going to take off for Savannah next year. But we've got a lot of cool things coming up, and also I've put together a Facebook page. So if you're on Facebook, please go out and like OKM Travel Club. And if you do that, you're going to get to see all the things that we're going to be doing and coming up, and it's going to be fun. And we're just going to take off and go, and who knows where we may end up in Bavaria.
Exactly. It's always a great time. You can go to Salzburg and, of course, see the Mozart Gewerthaus. And then just about another, I don't know, half a mile down the road, you see the home where the Van Trapp family
mm-hmm.
was growing up, and the Van Trapp singers got started. So
mm-hmm.
just in that one city alone, great musical history for
and
you.
And it's really interesting because last year I went to Vermont, to
mm-hmm.
Stowe. So I actually got to see when they moved to the United States where they lived. And
right.
And people were talking about Maria von Trapp and the history of all that. So that may be one of our destinations. So anyway, like the OKM Travel Club, get hold of me, and we're going to have lots of fun, and I've got my dirndl.
All right. You are set and ready to go then. And if you're interested in, again, the Georgia trip, get a hold of Grace at OKM, 918-336-9900.
Yes.
And I had to pull that one out of memory from a long time ago. And, of course, if you are looking for Oktoberfest, tickets are available. You
mm-hmm.
can walk in the front door, buy them, pay cash,
right.
or just buy them online.
If we've got a second, I'll throw in a plug for it.
We're
having a Christmas market December 2nd in conjunction with Christmas in the Ville.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll also be out on the street, too, under tents. And okay. It'll be a really fun shopping experience. There'll be live music, food, and lots of vendors.
Sounds like
so
a great
come
deal.
Come on out.
I'll come on out. And, yeah, Christmas in the Ville is going to be a lot of fun. And I think more and more local concerns, businesses, nonprofits, and organizations all will be piling on to be part of the fun in Christmas time downtown Bartlesville. That's a Community Connection with Susan Albert and Grace Farmer on K1.
Good morning. I'm Sean Carey on the ONN. House Speaker Pro Tem